So Kirsty Carnegie passed away on the 21st of June. I'm joined by one of her best friends, Scotty Mann. So firstly, Scotty, how did you become friends with Kirsty?
It originally started with a little bit of rivalry because I was DJing at JD's at the time and Kirsty was actually DJing at the commercial. So it was always a case of my Saturday night's going to be better than yours. And it just went like that for a couple of months. And then eventually Kirsty became the manageress at JD's. And our friendship just grew and grew, and we became really close friends, and we were pretty much inseparable. But she also had loads of other really good friends that loved her to bits, and she loved them as well.
Have you got any memorable stories that you'd like to share?
We got quite a few memorable stories. There was an incident when we once drunkenly late at night climbed onto the roof of the commercial to try and gain access to get someone their keys back. And knocking on the window of one of the rooms at the B&B thinking it was Pete Corrick's bedroom, and it wasn't, it was a guest at the time, and he definitely wasn't too happy when he answered in his boxer shorts and was faced with Kirsty at the window. That night I think she pretty much got arrested, de-arrested a couple of times, and I don't think it went too well with Stephen Harrison.
I understand that you're looking for donations to provide a trust fund for Kirsty's daughter. How can people donate money?
I'm in the process now of trying to set up the actual account, and which hopefully we'll do on Friday. Me and Paige, Kirsty's daughter, me and Lisa, the mother, will go to the bank and set one up. At the moment, people can donate at either the Brewers, the Commercial, the Kerry, the Fenue, or the Wellington. There's buckets there, or they can even contact me on Facebook or stop me in the street and give me the money. We're going to split the money between going towards the costs of the funeral and half towards this savings account for Paige that I'd like to give her when she turns 18. Also, once the account is set up, I'll obviously have the sort code and the account number that I can put on Facebook, and people could donate that way if they wish to.
And how would you like Kirsty to be remembered?
It's the life and soul of Hereford nightlife. There was never a dull moment when Kirsty was around, and she was always that friend that she could be in bed and you could ring her up and say, mate, I need a beer, I've had a really bad day. And she'd be straight out of bed, against her will. She used to love the bed. And she would just come out and be there for you, and she was there for everyone, and she was loved by everyone and so many people.